This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a very exciting guest with us. He is Dr. David Summers. He's the chairman of Angiosoma Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol SOAN. Dr. Summers, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Eric. It's a pleasure to be here.
You know, give my listeners a little background of yourself and a little background of your company, and then I want to get into some Q&A today.
I've been in this business a long time, Everett. Certainly not a millennial, just getting started. I've been in the biomedical, biotech business, and everything from instrument and procedures into, you know, to the development of biologics. And that's basically where I am right now. We've taken a known approved drug, FDA-approved drug, that's been around for about 20 years, and is very safe, has a very, very safe record, and we have developed it into a very effective treatment for a disease that's pervasive and highly prevalent in our society, but even more prevalent in some of the other societies that you still have a big population of heavy smokers, but it's called peripheral artery disease, peripheral artery disease, or PAD, as it's usually referred to in the circles of the biotech or medical lingo. And I think it's going to be the most effective treatment that's come along in a very long time, because there's nothing that's on the market for treating peripheral artery disease. And let me explain this while in mid-sentence here. Peripheral artery disease is the same thing as coronary artery disease, only it's in a different location. And both of those are the same disease as grandma and grandpa used to call hardening of the arteries. You remember that?
Absolutely.
Arteries get plaqued up, caked up with plaque. They start to block circulation of blood flow, and you begin to have all kinds of problems. You get problems with the tissue. They don't get proper oxygenation, so you get non-healing lesions from injuries, from just about anything. You'll get a small sore on the foot or ankle, and it will not heal. And so the reason is that the tissue is not getting proper oxygenated blood, so the healing is very, very slow or non-existent. So that's where we're at. In a nutshell, peripheral artery disease is being treated by a drug called alprostadil that was invented back in the 80s, early 80s, and used for several different indications. Peripheral artery disease is just one. It's used in neonates, what was called at one time the blue baby syndrome. It's used in neonates to keep them alive and keep the heart functioning until surgery can be performed. And its biggest deal was in the early 80s, found to be very effective for treating male erectile dysfunction. So you had a big rush of treatments available for men with that disorder. Of course, when Viagra and Cialis came along in a pill or tablet form, that kind of put the needle injection that's required with alprostadil sort of in the shade, but it's still available. So we began to see that it had highly effective and anti-inflammatory properties, and we began the development or treatment for the first indication is going to be, well, it's the one it's a big indication, but it's going to be the easiest for us. Hopefully it's peripheral artery disease.
You know, in my investigation, looking at your company and everything, Dr. Summers, you don't have an official role either with management or the board of directors. So please tell us what your role is with the company.
No, I'm glad you brought that out, because my role is I'm called the chairman emeritus, which means I have absolutely no managerial say in how the company's run, and yet I have conveyed a almost all of my intellectual property pertaining to peripheral vascular disease, peripheral artery disease, into this new company. So I kind of stand on the sidelines. I'm kind of like a fan at a football game. I can yell a lot of things about, and go, Jimmy, go, but that's about all I can do in the official manner. But, it's a close relationship. Well, we talk every day, and so it's not anything that's, it's not a court restraining order to stay away or anything like that.
You're listening to Dr. Summers. He's the chairman of Angelo Somo Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol SOAN. I hear that your company is entering into a major joint venture to out-license and commercialize your signature product, Lipistine. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, one of our founding employees had a relationship, prior relationship, with a very, very well-known and effective gentleman who had been in turnarounds and the kind of guy that's brought in to fix up the company and sell it, sort of a white knight kind of guy. And they formed a relationship after he left. He didn't stay with our company very long, and he left and formed a company with him, and it's called La Jolla Capital Partners. And not only do they have some capital, they are very effective in finding additional monies that is needed. But more importantly, he's got one of the principals has a very broad knowledge and experience in companies that are involved in the big pharma category.
Right, right.
And we're sort of looking for his direction on how to find a big pharma partner who will come in with us. And we're in phase three. So it's not that we're out there with a brand new idea and looking for $1 million or $2 million or whatever. We've already gone through phase one, phase two, very successfully, treated a whole range of patients with several different indications. All have been successful. The adverse events are very, very low. It's usually just nausea, and that's transient, and that can be treated during the treatment by just slowing the treatment down, intravenous treatment down. The biggest thing we've come up now, we think we've got a transdermal patch that will do the same thing. We know we put the drug on the patch, and it'll go through the skin. And let me tell you, with the number of patients out there, potential patients, the American Heart Association estimates that anywhere from 12 to 20 million Americans walking around with this disease, depending on your age group. I think we've got just a blockbuster situation here.
And when do you think a timeline that patch would be monetized and be out on the market?
Well, that's one of the reasons for having La Jolla, is that the patch is conceptually ready. We've got a patch maker. He's kind of been put on the sidelines because he's affiliated with a small generic company, which is fine. But La Jolla thinks that let's wait until we talk to the Mercks, the Upjohns, the Abbotts of the world, see how they react first, because those guys are worldwide. We've already got a little patch maker that will make it, and
So you guys are seeking a big pharma partner, and you think that's going to turn into reality?
Well, I think it's a very good potential. I mean, these big pharma are always looking for something that has a high market.
Absolutely.
And the market potential on this is just, let me tell you, we estimated if we got just 10% of the American market, we could have a $600 million annual market. So just kind of extrapolate that out, and that's just for treating people in their first stages. So it's a market with, anybody wants to look it up, wouldn't have any problem. Just look up coronary heart disease or peripheral artery disease, and you don't have to free, but a paragraph or two, any kind of market information to see how big this market is.
You know, recently you guys filed three new patents on the Lipistine. Can you talk about that? Were they utility patents? What kind of patents were they?
Well, I've had a utility patent on the liposome, and it's running out, and so we filed three new patents, and these are all with the exception of the patch, and we just turned that around. That's the patent lawyer's he's already filed a provisional patent, but you know that turns into a utility patent. But the others two are utility patents that we filed on the way that we control the release of the drug in its circulation form, and the other, of course, we filed on the use of it in this particular field of treatment. So it's we're in a very good position here, intellectual property wise, and I've watched this field. It's been my field for the past 25 years, so I've kept my eyes on it, and I've watched it develop. I was in the early development, then I went off and did other things, and I came back, and the company that I had founded to do this went into Chapter 7, and so I had to go in personally, and I bought the assets from it, and from these assets included all the clinical trial data, and it included all the intellectual property. Well, first thing I did is pick up the phone and call the FDA, and the FDA said, data is data, and data is still good.
Right.
So we have to get back in, churn the milk, so to speak, and make some cheese here. But FDA said, we could go ahead and file for phase three. We have to reinstate the, called the IND, that's the initial new drug application, or IND experimental phases. So that's where we're at. And when we finish phase three, I think that we can finish that up in a year or so, because FDA had settled on allowing the little company that had this before to a protocol that only required 60 patients. It was a double-blind placebo control, but they had about the minimum that you can do for a good controlled trial, and that was 60 patients. FDA accepted that protocol, so it's not that we're going to have to go back and do thousands and thousands of patients.
You know, we're running out of time here, but in closing, in summary, is there any other topics or discussions you'd like to get out there to my listeners in closing here?
Well, we've spun out a dietary supplement market that's going to be a wholly owned subsidiary. Some of my additional IP that I developed in the nutraceutical area, that's a little company will be, it's already incorporated. We'll be making some announcements about that. We've got a manager that's very, very good at dietary supplements coming on to run that, and that'll come out in the next 2 weeks, 10 days, 2 weeks. I'm going to file a slew of new patents on applications and devices for treating like stents and catheters and plaque scrapers and all of that stuff you've probably heard of for treating this disease. So that's going to come along in the next few weeks. I have patents, but they're running out. So you can see I've been in this field for a long time.
Absolutely. I want to thank you, Dr. David Summers, for coming on the show. Angelo Somo is a clinical stage biotech company. Well, they trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol SOAN. We're going to check back with you in a month or two, see how things are going. I wish you guys nothing but the best.
Well, it's a pleasure, Everett.